Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Hey everyone, welcome to Locked On Warriors. This is Grant Lifman.
And I'm Drew Schiller.
And we are here to talk to you about the Warriors 5 days a week. Drew, I know you're going to make some snotty comment about the fact that we are not doing it 5 days a week right now, just because it is summertime and there's not much as much happening going on. But that is still a tagline and you have to say it.
Yeah, I called you out yesterday on the pod, but I wasn't going to call you out today. Stop trying to anticipate me being mean to you. Relax.
Yeah, you're just a mean guy.
I'm a bully.
I know. You're just like Draymond Green.
No, actually, I was going to kind of just go right into how Draymond Green, as we mentioned at the end of yesterday's pod, today, meaning Tuesday, because we are recording this late Tuesday night, you're listening to this on Wednesday, Draymond Green officially has been a lawsuit has been filed against him, and that is what the accusers said about Draymond Green, that he is a bully and that he basically used his star power to intimidate. And of course, this is an incident that happened last summer out in East Lansing when Draymond Green was accused of a misdemeanor charge by hitting a guy in the face, a former Michigan State football player. And
I
we're not going to
slapping.
Yeah, slap. And you're laughing.
Sorry.
Now we're not
know,
gonna
not,
we're
I
not
know,
gonna
I,
dive into
I,
this
I'm
because
not,
it's a
I'm
legal
not.
Matter.
Correct.
And we're not going to call out anybody for this because
it's a sensitive subject.
And as so the former football player who actually transferred from Michigan State because he basically felt uncomfortable staying in the program, his name was Jermaine Edmondson, and his girlfriend Bianca Williams, they had a press conference today down in Southern California. They spoke for a little over 5 minutes, basically explaining everything. They got emotional. There were tears. And the lawyer was standing up next to them. And Edmondson, you know, some of the quotes he said, "I still feel that man's hand around my neck, and it will forever be traumatizing," because according to Edmondson, one of Draymond Green's friends or whoever was around him started to choke Edmondson at the bar or club, wherever they were. He said, "I think about what happened with Draymond every day. I still feel his hand on my jaw. There are nights when I wake up crying." And we're not going to make any digs here, but a former Michigan State basketball player, Matt Costello, who we saw down in Summer League, Grant, we were impressed with him.
Yeah, he played well for the T-Wolves.
He did. He just signed a two-way contract with the Spurs, and one of the reasons why we liked him is because he had 14 points and 15 rebounds in the game against the Warriors. But Costello sent out a quote tweet to a little 25-second clip of the video of Edmondson addressing the media. And Costello's quote tweet was, "Bro, this is crazy, man. Quit trying to make money off his success. Go sit down, please." And I saw some similar tones on Twitter all day that basically are acknowledging that it seems as if Edmondson and his girlfriend are trying to get a payday off of Draymond Green.
Correct. That's what it seems like. But again,
is your lawyer telling you not to comment right now, Grant?
You know, I just am I allowed? I don't know how this works. Can I just? I'll just say that.
I think you're allowed to say
from
what you
everything
think.
I've read. Obviously, how much do we really know? Yeah, this guy doesn't need money from this. So that's all I got.
Okay, so you called me a bully, and that was a segue into us talking about Draymond Green's legal situation. But let's change topics.
Yeah, do you know who's bullying right now? Is the media with LeBron. Oh, poor guy.
Poor guy.
They're saying all these mean things about him and wanting Kyrie out of there and all these things.
Is that like your pouty voice?
That's my LeBron pouty voice.
All right, so should we go over LeBron James's tweets from early Tuesday morning?
I believe so.
All right. So when the Derrick Rose news came out on Monday, Joe Varden of Cleveland.com included in the news story, and I quote, Derrick Rose is also looking at a potential starting spot in the same lineup with LeBron James, now that Irving has asked for a trade and James is eager to see him off.
Yep.
Eager to see Kyrie Irving get traded. So, on Tuesday morning, Slam Magazine tweeted out a headline of LeBron James is reportedly, quote, eager for Cleveland to trade Kyrie. And a couple minutes later, LeBron sent out a quote tweet of hashtag, not facts, people, !! And then like a little emoji of a guy yelling out the word boo with 3 !! Get another source. So LeBron is officially kind of weighing in and refuting some of these reports that we have seen in stories over the last couple of days. Grant,
yeah, okay.
What say you?
Here's my thing with LeBron. I've told you multiple times that I respect the guy as a basketball player, and I respect what he's done off the court. I don't hate on LeBron like other people do. His social media game is awful.
Yeah, look, drama surrounds the guy wherever he goes.
He's dramatic. He's dramatic.
And he contributes to it.
He's 100% contributing to it. He you don't put 7 roses on a tweet, you know, and say, let's rock and everything, when your point guard is trying to ask for a trade. And then
I actually don't mind that at all. He's just showing excitement about Derrick Rose coming on board. And hey, man, if Kyrie Irving is wanting to leave because he doesn't want to play with LeBron anymore, what is LeBron supposed to do about that?
Correct, but you also have to understand, unless he's naive, which he shouldn't be at this point, how things are understood or misunderstood. If you're talking about all the news is Kyrie trying to leave and being traded, and then you go to Twitter, how many times did he celebrate Jose Calderon or Kyle Korver returning?
I don't know, but I don't think we should say that he didn't. I don't know. I don't look at LeBron's Twitter or Instagram every second unless I kind of see them on my timeline or someone retweets it. I'm not sure. Okay. Do you know if he did?
I don't know. I can look. I doubt he did, but maybe I'm wrong. You're right. I can't officially say that.
Derrick Rose is a sexy name.
I know. If you can't figure out what's going to be understood or misunderstood or whatever, then yeah, I don't know. I don't feel bad for him at all. Boo.
No, whatever. I don't think we're sitting here trying to feel bad for LeBron. We're just letting our fellow friends who are listening know what LeBron tweeted in case they missed it.
I know, but you said, what say you? You gave what you want my opinion. You know?
That's true, but I'd rather you come with a good opinion.
My opinion was that the reason that these facts and these rumors and these sources come out is his camp.
Well, that is true.
That's like, it's without a doubt coming for, come on.
No, and that's actually one thing we didn't discuss when we really kind of went on and on about the Kyrie situation on yesterday's pod, was that Kyrie is apparently not happy that, he assumes that it's LeBron's camp who leaked out that Kyrie wanted to trade. And I think, of course, it was. Brian Windhorst is is close to Rich Paul and Maverick Carter and those people. And yeah, I think that it probably was done by the people close to LeBron. But hey, man, if Kyrie Irving is requesting a trade to management and ownership and basically citing that he doesn't want to play with LeBron anymore, I don't think I really blame LeBron for...
I was not blaming LeBron.
I know you weren't.
I think it's justified.
Okay.
I think it's completely justified, but, you know, don't put stuff out there, then not, and refute it, and whatever, you know, just don't do anything.
Well, that's fair. That's fair
just
as well.
Don't do it.
But that's then we wouldn't have stuff to talk about on our podcast.
Speaking of, hey, everyone, thanks for joining us on our podcast.
Yeah.
We're excited to have you all with us, and again, while we, for a majority of the year, we'll be doing it 5 days a week while the summer's going and there's not as much action happening, we won't be doing it every single day, but we'll try to pop these out every now and then because we really do enjoy talking with all y'all. And please, if you can, subscribe to the podcast. And Drew, do you have any thoughts?
Give us a rating if you're feeling, you know, charitable. If you enjoy listening to the pod, because that always helps, whether it be on iTunes or Spotify or whatever. Tune in, and we're gonna have a good time talking about the Warriors. We cannot wait for the season to start. October 17th cannot get here soon enough, because then it's just gonna be rapid fire every day. Who knows? We may even be doing some emergency weekend pods.
Yeah, and also for those of you who have asked, we will be having interviews throughout the season.
Definitely.
We'll have a lot of people ready for this pod. We put some inroads down in Summer League, and we said, every single one of you, you're coming on our pod. And they're like, yup. So we're excited for it. It's not worth having people on right now, because there's not much to talk about in that way.
That is correct. So thank you very much for listening.
Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM. Talkspace.com/boom. B-O-O-M.
Now, moving on to a couple other topics before we bid adieu. Let's talk a little bit about Gordon Hayward's comments on the Woj pod. He joined Adrian Wojnarowski to kind of break down the entire free agent process that he went through when he chose the Boston Celtics over the Utah Jazz and the Miami Heat. And of course, he talked a lot about the debacle that was the 4th of July, when you and I were trying to enjoy ourselves in my backyard, having fun outside with a bunch of people over, and we really were checking Twitter a little bit too much because we wanted to know what Gordon Hayward was going to do.
I know. Now our wives are angry.
Our wives. For those of you who may not be familiar, I am married. I was lucky enough to find a woman who said yes. Grant is, in the process of trying to find that girl.
Yeah, maybe I'll be lucky enough to convince somebody that I'm not completely annoying.
Maybe you will. You're a good salesman. You might be able to accomplish it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
But go on about my friend Gordon.
Yeah. So one of the questions that that Woj asked Mr. Hayward was, how much were you looking at Utah in the West and Golden State? And basically, he asked Gordon if the Warriors and just how good they are and how much better they could be next year and in years to come, if that factored into his decision. And I'm going to read you what Hayward said. So he said, Golden State is obviously the team to beat. Whether you're in the West or the East, you have to play them at some point in time. I thought we matched up pretty well with them. Just the style that we played, some of the guys that we had, I thought that we matched up pretty well. Unlucky with George Hill and his injury, but we had moments against them. Even though we got swept, we had moments against them where I thought, you know, maybe we could make a run at them. And I'm going to continue on because it was a pretty long quote. He was talking about how the games at home, he thought they were right there, even though the Warriors blew them out pretty much in game four. But then Hayward was asked about how a bunch of players such as Paul George, Jimmy Butler, Paul Millsap coming to the Western Conference, Chris Paul going to the Rockets, and he was kind of asked just about the landscape and the Warriors being at the top, and Hayward said, it definitely crosses your mind 100%. So, long story short, there's no doubt that the Warriors being the juggernaut that they are, Hayward actually called them a juggernaut, factored into his decision to go to the Celtics.
Which makes complete sense.
Smart
it's just
man.
Nice. It's just nice when players are honest and forthright about it, and just said, hey, yes, the Warriors being in the West and the East being so bad, yeah, that factored into it.
Yeah, it did. And he also,
bad about saying that either. It's also like, you know how the way we, you know, people give LeBron trouble for this and that, but at the end of the day, everyone's like his drive to win, you know, his passion to win. If players go over to the East trying to win, good for them.
You mean knowing they have to go up against LeBron?
No, knowing about they have to go against the rest of the East.
Yeah, and Hayward was asked about it also in the context of how it would probably be easier to be an all-star in the East. And one other thing that he said, and I want to read it, he said, but when going through this process and you keep seeing some of the big name guys and the West is loading up more and more, it's not something where it's like you go, I'm going to go East just so I don't have to play them, because you don't want to run from competition at all. That's not how I am. But there is a sense that it's probably the smarter thing, as far as you're not going to have to battle it out against all those teams just to make it to the second round.
Exactly. So he was honest. I love that. And because people believe that and they know others are thinking that, but it's at least a player comes out and says it. Now, you're a coach, you're a GM, you're players, you're going into this meeting, a pitch meeting, trying to convince somebody to come to you, right?
Yep.
And you're the Boston Celtics and you come in and be like, here's the good news. No matter what, we'll be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, pretty much. The Wizards did take them to 7 last year.
That's true. But with you, no matter what, we're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why the Celtics should not be in the Eastern Conference Finals, most likely battling it out against the Cavs. And if the Cavs trade Kyrie and don't get a haul that makes them better or at least just as good in the short term, wouldn't surprise me at all to see the Celtics possibly beat them in the East.
Right. I agree.
Okay. Last topic, our favorite, Jamal Crawford.
Yep.
By the way, remember when there was that initial report that if Jamal Crawford
he would be a Warrior,
that the Warriors were like the front runner.
Yeah.
And then he like that ended
within 12 hours.
It really did, because then it became the Lakers.
Right.
And then of course he signs with the Wolves. But right. Jamal Crawford joined Alex Kennedy on the Hoops Hype podcast, and he was asked about the Warriors, and I quote, "It's a challenge. It's a great challenge, and that's what makes it fun. The Warriors are the cream of the crop. They're the champions until somebody knocks them off. I think that's what's fun. You get to play them 3 or 4 times a year. You get a chance to see where you're at. You get a chance to see what you can improve on, what you did well, and then hopefully in the end you put it all together. But they're kind of raising the level of play for everybody and every team, and that's what's so cool about it."
Can we take a moment and just take a step back for a second and just hear that quote and realize that Jamal Crawford has played for the Warriors when they were the Warriors that we knew.
When he was dropping 50.
Yeah, and the team was dropping 50 games a year.
Pretty good. That was actually pretty quick, Grant. I don't think you knew where you were going with that, but you nailed that.
What do you mean I didn't know where I was going with that? I knew exactly where I was going with that.
You heard me.
You heard me back. and every person we've spoken of, Gordon Hayward, Jamal Crawford, everything about this Kyrie, everything is based on the Warriors.
Yeah.
The Warriors.
No, I need to
get that out there. You know,
okay. Get it out.
So now that we go past that. Again, his honesty is great. The interesting thing about Jamal Crawford is he's really always talking about long run. And that's where my theory was with you in terms of his signing with the Timberwolves, was more about the fact that he just didn't want to have the end of his career, because if he's on any of these other teams, he's going to be at the end of a bench.
Yep.
And he just wants to talk more long haul because he thinks he has a lot of years left. So,
and
there
you go. And he talked about that with Alex Kennedy. He said, basically, Tibbs said, you're going to come in here and you're going to have a big role. I mean, he's going to be there. He's going to play a lot of minutes off the bench. He's going to lead that second unit. And
got to respect that. The guy wants to play.
Sure.
Sure. He wants to win a championship as well, but the guy wants to play.
Can't hate on him for that, Grant.
Not even a little, dude.
All right. Well, that about does it for the really hard-hitting news that came out on Tuesday.
Yeah, if anything, the last thing as we go out is the last rumors we've heard so far with Kyrie are potentially the Suns or the Timberwolves. There's different ideas of different players that are being thrown around. Brandon Knight just tore his ACL probably, so that kind of eliminates some of the trade options.
No, he didn't probably tear it. He tore it.
Oh, I thought they were almost confirmed. I didn't know if it was fully confirmed.
The Suns sent out a release.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
He tore it. He's having surgery on Friday, and he's probably going to miss the whole season.
Right, which is awful. But now, you know, that kind of changes the landscape a little bit in the trades. But and you don't know if that means better or worse for the Suns wanting him. You don't know. You know, you don't know if they're like, well, now we need him, or now they're like, well, we don't really want to sacrifice as much as we were going to for him.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, you look at the Timberwolves, and I said to you very early on, I just didn't like – I'm not the biggest Jeff Teague fan, and I just don't like the fit there personally.
What don't you like about the fit? He can shoot, and that's what the Timberwolves need.
He's not that good of a shooter.
He's a pretty good shooter. I'm going to look up his three-point percentage right now.
I bet you shot like 38%.
Well, that's good from three.
Yeah, but if your job is one thing is to shoot like that, that's you can be better. Kyrie's better.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Is Kyrie during the regular season probably shot about that. Actually, Teague only shot 36% from three.
There you go.
This past year, but the year before that, he was 40%. He's going to get some open looks because people are going to be, you know, focused
He's also not a defender, and I like the idea of a creator and shooter. Kyrie, okay, I'll put it this way.
Yeah, but they have that with Jimmy Butler.
Yes, but I liked Rubio with that team more. Just personally, that was my. I know shooting is an issue. But.
Yeah, no, I actually like Teague more.
See, well, we can have a disagreement. Because I liked his defense. I liked Rubio's defense. But I think Kyrie would be an incredible fit over there. Obviously, you'd have to give up like a Wiggins or a Teague potentially. But I really, really like Kyrie over there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that putting Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, and Karl Anthony Towns together would be a very, very formidable trio right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's a rumor. Thanks everyone. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this was fun. Have a great Wednesday, and we may or may not be talking to you on Thursday. It depends what happens on Wednesday.
Ooh, I like a little tease. All right, everybody, you have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye.
With the holidays around the corner, now's your chance to save time and money at Safeway's Stock Up Sale. Plus, earn 4x gas reward points on participating items. Look for tags on items like Honey Nut Cheerios. Select varieties are 4 for $8 with your club card. And select varieties of Betty Crocker Cake Mix, Brownie Mix, or Frosting are 10 for $10 with your club card. Maximum gas reward at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. For complete details, go to Safeway.com.